Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, a podcast dedicated to offering a growth mindset platform for us entrepreneurs, where we discuss everything from business, mindset, to life in general. I'm your host, Catherine Polsonelli, a business organizing powerhouse, personal development strategist, and owner of Agent Services Plus, a company focused on helping entrepreneurs just like you build, grow, and be courageous in their business. I'm so excited to have you with us today. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and get ready to have some amazing conversations and fantastic takeaways. Let's jump right in. I have Miss Sabrina Victoria with me today. Thank you so much for being on. I'm so excited to have you here. I've been following your live podcast streams, which I think is fantastic. So tell us a little bit about you and who you are and what you do in your business, and we'll go from there.
Yes. So my name is Sabrina Victoria. I am the owner of Human Better 365, which is a transformation company. We are dedicated to kind of closing the gap between secular schooling and religion. So like all that stuff in between that no one really pays attention to, but it's actually really vital to having a vibrant life. So I run one-on-one coaching. We do 90 days at a time. I have a planner that I work with that's called Envision Your Best Life in 90 Days. And it really allows individuals to be able to kind of catapult themselves forward in 90 days at a time. But basically, I am obsessed with helping people human better. I've been in the arena for over a decade, and I love it.
I absolutely love that. And so I know that you do a lot of individual coaching, and from what I've watched and everything, you're really big on letting people tell their stories and show people what it's like to go from wherever you've been in your place to growing. So what's one of your favorite aspects of your coaching that you enjoy helping people grow with?
I think a lot of it is just accepting who we are, where we're at. So, you know, there's so much all the time. And I think now with social media more than ever before, there's so much comparison that's just constantly happening. And it can be so depressing for some individuals. So I really appreciate pulling people out of kind of that funk, that depression, that anxiety, and really helping individuals realize, you know, where they're at in this world, the power that they have, the voice that they have, and then really helping them move forward in all of those goals and all of those dreams and desires that they've kind of like pushed down because they're worried about other people's opinions, and really letting those blossom and the creativity that comes along with that. And then, you know, helping them plan it out, actually plan real, you know, real stuff out in their life that they can be super excited about, whether it's in their health, whether it's their relationships, their career, their finances, their happiness.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I know, like, for me, before I was introduced to my first mentor and then my first coach, like, you know, I didn't really think that it was that big of a deal. I'm like, oh, I can just read some books. I can listen to some podcasts, like, right, I'll figure this stuff out. But what I've realized is how important it is to have that outside person to look in and help you through that. So what is your take on the importance of having some type of coach or mentor or someone in your life like that?
Obviously, I'm biased. But yes, 100%. So I think that one of the biggest issues is just having somebody holding you accountable for what you actually want to be doing is important if you're wanting movement. You know, I think that there's two different types of people. I think there's people that are fine and they're fine being fine. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people that have like that bubbling up where they just feel it. They just like feel it creeping up in them. And, you know, a lot of the times that's where that depression or anxiety comes from, is because they feel that, but they don't know how to act on it. They don't know what to do. They feel overwhelmed because there's just so much and there's so many different avenues of which they could go. Mm-hmm. And then they also have problems and they also have challenges and there's also struggles. So, you know, do we concentrate on the challenges and the struggles, or do we concentrate on, you know, the goals? Like, you know, and then we also are a person. So we have like just our normal duty to live in the world and to like make money and take care of the baby or whatever it is. It's a lot. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, bringing someone in who can kind of, you know, take a bird's eye view of what's going on and really help you break it up into blocks of, you know, areas where you can start to work on and start to take those steps forward in, you know, with those challenges and struggles, you know, with being a human and then with your goals and desires and making sure that you're moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I love that. And I love how you say, you know, put it into blocks, because I think that even when people are going through the process, and I know I did the same thing when I was really working on learning more about like who I was and where I wanted to go. Like I started in that place of like, I can solve everything, right? Instead of like, take this block here. Let's focus on family. Let's focus on this. And then let's move to like my business and what I want to do in my life and go from there. So I love that you, like you said, block it out and almost categorize what it is that you want to do and realize that you can take one step at a time and you can focus on that one area. And to be honest, usually if you focus on that one area, it's going to already expand those other ones that you're wanting to expand as well. So I absolutely love that. Now I know that when you and I had talked beforehand for this, and I'd asked you, you know, what were three things that you really felt like helped you create success? I know consistency and being a network guru was two of the big things. So can you explain a little bit more to that essence, especially like consistency? Because I think we get really confused on that one, where a lot of people are like, oh, I just have to do all the things and I have to keep going even though I'm tired. But while yes, you have to keep getting up, I feel like there's a little bit of a difference of finding your passion and your purpose versus just pushing yourself through every day's end because you just need to do it.
Yeah. So I'm really big on having a focus on four areas of my life. So the four areas that I teach on is health, mental, emotional, physical, relationships, self-love, romantic, family, friends, prosperity, career, education, finances, and then joy. And I think joy is the biggest one because it should encompass all of it. Okay? Yeah. Now it's just four. Okay. Now I believe that we should be consistently moving forward in all four of our areas. And I think that when we can just break it down to four, versus, you know, if you break each one of those down, mm-hmm. it gets to be very overwhelming. But if we're moving forward consistently in at least those four, so that might be self-love on Monday, romance on Tuesday, friends on Thursday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Consistently moving forward in all four areas of your life, then you're doing good. I think that that elevates us to a point of being able to stand with some confidence and some power when we can look around and we can say, hey, I'm working on my mental health every single week. I'm working on my physical health three times a week. I am going on a date every single week. I'm hanging out with my kids once a week. I am, you know, like quality time. I'm hanging out with myself, you know, whatever it is, but consistently moving forward, I think is one of the biggest issues we have
mm-hmm.
as humans and one of the greatest things that you can do for yourself is really keeping track of those four areas and making sure that every single week, not every single day, every single week, mm-hmm. you are making progress in all those areas. I think a lot of times we can get kind of sidetracked in business, speaking for myself, and collecting money. I love to collect money. And sometimes I can get really, really passionate and just like super focused on that one thing. And then the other things tend to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have that. Well, they just get focused on losing weight and they just want to lose weight and stay fit. Yeah. But then their relationships are a mess or they have zero money in their savings account or whatever it is. So it's really helping yourself realize, you know, balance, order, moderation in all areas, and then also consistently moving forward in all four areas.
I love that. And I love that you say balance and moderation. I think we overindulge in so much, in so many things, even the things that we don't want to do. We think that it's going to get us that next high, right? Or is going to make our business grow quicker than versus us actually having to do the work to get where we want to be, right? Like then we overexpand into that realm. So I love that you talk about that. And I have to point out something that you said, because this is something that was very hard for me to learn, was you said taking time for yourself. So spending time with yourself. This was a really weird concept to me when I really started diving into who I wanted to be, where I wanted to go and things like that, because my realm was always my kids, right? It was always my children. It was something that my family needed. And so my focus always went to everyone else. And what I realized was a lot of the times, while I'm still a very nurturing person, I went to those realms of extreme of focusing on my children or my family because I didn't want to deal with being by myself. I didn't want to deal with my own thoughts, and I didn't want to deal with the demons that I knew I needed to deal with. I was kind of hoping I could, like, you know, shove them in that box, scoop it under the rug. And it would just, you know, eventually kind of to go away. So I wanted to bring light to that, because I love that you talk about that, because that's something that a lot of us, me included, forget to do on a regular basis.
Yeah. And the reason that is because we are many times raised to believe that external sources of validation are the most important validations that we can get. So, especially as females, we're consistently trying to get validation or love or acceptance or go you or good job from everybody else except for ourselves. So we do really good things for the kids so that they love us and they show us love and they give us kisses. And then we do all the things for our husband because we don't want them to leave us and they want us to stay with us and be with us. And we do things for our family for the same reason. We do things for our job and our coworkers and our bosses because we're wanting that outside of somebody saying, good job, good job, good job. And what happens is when we're linked on to other people's validations, if we're not getting the validations, because that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I hear all the time, women, my husband never says thank you. My husband doesn't even appreciate anything. My kids take advantage of me. My boss doesn't even know that I exist. So what happens is instead of going in, they continue to go external, but faster, bigger, better. And then they wonder why they're tired. They're so tired because they're trying to go bigger, better, faster outside in order to get the attention. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it works, but a lot of times it doesn't work. A lot of times they just wind up taking even more advantage of you because they just see you as being some sort of a workhorse. So one of the things that I really work on with myself and the females specifically in my community is internal validation. You know, recognizing that I think that I am an awesome person and being able to sit in that and say, damn, look at everything I have done. Look at all of the accomplishments I have accomplished. Look at all of the goodness that I've brought. Look at all of the babies I have had and the wonderful marriage that I am somehow figuring out how to work out. You know, the relationship I have with my parents, relationship, whatever it is, really allowing yourself to sit and recognize and give yourself a high five, whether or not other people are too. And what that can do is slow you down just a little bit. It's just not pulling so much on that external and putting more concentration on the internal of just you telling yourself you're an awesome person. You know, we're our own best friend.
Should be. I feel like that's like one of the hardest lessons to learn as an adult, right? Is learning to be your own best friend and accepting you fully for who you are and who you want to be. And knowing that you're going to find your people if you just let that out. Because we have society, we have social media and stuff like that that's all around us, where everybody pushes this picture perfect crap. And yet everyone is basically hiding behind this huge mask. And I did the same thing for years, but honestly and truly, if you really do embrace who you are, like there's a different sense of confidence that you feel within yourself for being able to be you. It's a lot easier to deal with people. It's a lot easier to meet people because you're not trying to remember to put on that mask and remember how you talked, remember how you said something, right? And then it's interesting to see the way that it's like the seas part, you know, and then like the people that probably should have never been in your life to begin with, kind of like all of a sudden get taken out by the waves. And then all of a sudden you have like all these new people that come in and you're just like, you guys are amazing. Like, I know it worked that way for me.
Yes. Yes, exactly. 100% getting somebody who's not been around you for a long time, then that's validation, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, definitely. So give us a little bit of information around this networking guru, because I know that for a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of people that, you know, are in the sales world or, you know, in real estate or anything like that, networking is a big thing. But I feel like a lot of people fail at networking, where it just becomes more of like everybody kind of gets together and you basically bull crap the whole time, right? And then nothing's really done. And then you go on about your ways. You probably shared your business card or your phone number. The end, right? And I feel like there's definitely a better way to go about that to get you in the space of networking, but around the right people as well.
Yeah, 100. So my idea of networking or building a community, as I like to put it, actually stems from my own past. You know, I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness. I became pregnant when I was 20 years old with no husband. And I was cast out of my community and my family because of being pregnant, a baby, basically being a pregnant sinner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I needed community the most, being a single mom, having no money, no child support, no advocate, trying to raise a baby, suicidal thoughts, wanting to throw my baby out the window, just all of the stereotypical single mom status stereotype is what I was, you know, mm-hmm. digging through the couch cushions, trying to find 42 cents. So I could drive to the gas station, barely put 42 cents of gas into my gas tank, get back in my car, and my car is still on empty because I have no money in my bank account. Like mm-hmm. I'm negative $32 in my bank account, just the devastation of that and having no one to turn to, nobody to talk to. And recognizing after, you know, the years of all of the stuff that I went through, you know, abusive relationships, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, financial abuse, I was missing community. I was missing like a real community of individuals that I could talk to, that understand me, that get it, that want to help others rise. Mm-hmm. I didn't have anyone to help me rise in the worst part of my life. So, you know, I promised myself at some point in my 20s that when I had it all figured out, I knew I was one of those people that had it bubbling up inside of me. I knew that at some point I was going to figure this out. I didn't know how. I didn't know what it would be. I didn't even know what to expect, but I felt it inside of me that I was going to solve this problem. And so when I came out of, you know, this turmoil that I was in, and I got my finances right, and I hit a status of wealth that made me feel stable and made me feel good about myself, I dove into this idea of building a community. Building a community of givers, building a community of listeners, building a community of diversity, and not knowing what that would look like, not even knowing if it'll work, mm-hmm. but just building it with the curiosity of what if I just give? What if I just give? Mm-hmm. If I give, because that's what I needed. Now, I'm not saying money. I'm saying giving time, mm-hmm. giving resources, giving referrals, giving ideas. If I just go in giving, will I get back? And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. The answer is yes. So the way that I do it a little bit differently is, you know, I don't go into any of my relationships with individuals with the thought of what can I get from this person. I go into all of my relationships with everyone in my community with what can I give to you? How can I help you? What do you need from me? And then what happens is when you do that to enough people, you know, it does. People start recognizing that and seeing the continuous, wow, she didn't leave. You know, she didn't just do a podcast and bolt. She didn't just give me one referral and bolt. She didn't just give me a 30-minute free consultation and then bolt. You know, she checks up on me. She, you know, is in my social media. She is giving out me accolades. She does, you know, show up for me in all the areas of my life where she is capable of showing up. What can I do for her? Mm-hmm. And it's actually become a really beautiful place for me to be, for my younger self who was missing that. Mm-hmm. And also know that I'm creating a safe location for other women who are currently in places like I was in, to be able to be in and amongst individuals like yourself or like myself who are rising, you know, who are creating their own wealth, who are creating their own businesses, and they can look around and they can see like, oh my gosh, these women are doing things. It is possible mm-hmm. for me to also. And I think that that's what I'm trying to provide. I'm trying to provide an atmosphere where people can look around and feel like there's possibility.
I love that. And I think that's one of the biggest things, and in my personal opinion, that a lot of people need, especially nowadays, right? Because there's so many stigmas out there, and there's so many, you should do it this way, or you should do it that way, or you should talk to this person kind of thing. And the biggest thing I do think that a lot of us are missing is our own bucket of cheerleaders, right? Of other people that genuinely want to see you succeed because they're succeeding, right? Or they want you to succeed because that's what they're trying to do as well. And it's more of a give and give instead of a give and take, which I know that's a huge one that a lot of people use, but it really is a give and give. And the more that you do give to other people, it is amazing to see how things come back or how things find you, right? That you've been looking for forever, but guess what? Because you chose not to focus on it and you chose instead to do things that are good, that are helping other people. It's like, it finds you out of the blue.
Yeah, definitely.
So I love everything that we've talked about and everything that you're saying. So tell me this, is there anything or any message or piece of advice that you want to make sure that, that people have that comes from you, something that can help them, whether it's business, personal, whatever the case may be?
Yeah. You know, it sounds so simple, but when people ask me this question, I always say the same thing. This is what I was telling myself when I was in that dark place. And it's the most simplest thing you could possibly say. Anyone can remember this, but it brings, for me, it just brings such a calming over my body. And it's literally just, everything is going to be okay. You know, sometimes when my world feels like it's falling apart, there's mm-hmm. so much going on, time crunches, you know, issues I've had in the past with finances, struggles that I've gone through. Looking back, this is why self-love is so important. This is why it's so important to make sure that you're continuing to give yourself recognition for being such an awesome person and accomplishing mm-hmm. so much. Because when you can look back and you can say, wow, I got through this, I got through that, I was able to overcome this. Mm-hmm. And you're able to consistently remind yourself that you've done things, like even stuff like giving birth. Where is the freaking accolades for that?
Definitely.
Like, we pushed a human being out of our body. Like, why do we not sit around like daily and say, oh my God, I fucking did that. Like, I am a warrior. Mm-hmm. Why is that not something that we continuously think about? So when we're in the tough of times, it's so important to have a running tally of all the things we've done really good at. Mm-hmm. All of it. Running a household is a business. You know, having a baby is a big fucking deal. Mm-hmm. Raising a child and them not starving to death in the basement is like a big deal. Mm-hmm. That's like crazy to me. So when we're in the top of times, being able to sit down and say, you know what? I fucking rock at solving problems. I rock at finding solutions to my problems. Everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Literally, I know everything is going to be okay because I've proven to myself hundreds of times at this point that I can literally accomplish everything. I am still here. I am still breathing. I am alive. People love me. Everything's going to be fine. And I'm going to get through this just like I got through all of those things that I had also never done before.
Yeah.
Right? Like before you had a baby, you had never had a baby before. Somehow you did that. Right?
Yeah.
So the new thing that we're going through, that's like a big deal. And you're like, oh my God, I've never done this before. Yeah. You've never done any of the things that you've done before until you've actually done them. It's just another thing. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be okay.
That's so true.
Okay.
I love that. That's so true. And I think we definitely do not, one, we do not give ourselves credit enough for the things that we've been through. And two, I think that for a lot of us that even the struggles that we've been through, even though we've succeeded through them or we failed through them, it's such a pain point that instead of embracing that we made it and using it as a way to drive us forward, we try to shut that part of us off and like start this brand new life. And that's just not how it is, right? It's not about being perfect. It's about learning from the things that you've been through. You still have a choice of taking whatever it is that you've gone through and making something out of it. You get to choose, you know? And so I love that. I'm a huge advocate for that. It's a big thing that I talk about with a lot of the clients that I work with as well, especially those that are struggling with, you know, being able to see to the next day. Is I always tell them, you know, take a moment before you go to bed and just write 5 things that you did right that day. Just 5 things. It's all you need. I don't care if it's you brushed your teeth this morning, right? I brushed my teeth. I combed my hair, right? Or I actually got dressed. Whatever that may be, the smallest things, but celebrating those. And it's really interesting to see like how hard it is in the very beginning to like think of it, because you immediately go to like, okay, what did I do that was big and grand? Right? Well, sometimes it's not always what's big and grand. Sometimes it is those small little steps that we tend to forget about. But it's interesting to see when people do that and to see the difference within like a matter of a week or two of them consistently doing it. And they're like, oh, well, today I wrote 6 or 7 things, right? Like you get in the habit of it and they start to appreciate it more. And it's interesting to see the effect that it has on their body posture and their confidence and the way that they have a conversation with you and where they're willing to now go, where beforehand, when you had that conversation, they're like, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe. Right. So I love that you bring it back to everything will be okay.
I have a story about that. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Landmark Forum.
No.
So it was one of the first personal development courses that I ever took. They get a low key rap for being cult-like, but it's not a cult. It's just personal development. I loved it. It was phenomenal. I did like 5 or 6 of their courses. But anyways, the very first course that I took of them, one of the things that we had to do was, it's very action oriented. So you have to actually do things. So they do a whole day. It's like 8 hours of learning and you go home and you have to actually implement in real time things that you did in regards to what you learned.
Okay.
So one of the days, maybe like day 5 or something, I don't even know. There was this thing that we had to do. I don't even remember what it was. Go home, do something, come back with like the result. And it was, came back, we're sitting and he asked like, you know, who had some learnings, who had, you know, some insight on the homework tonight. Nobody rose their hands. Nobody. It was a very difficult assignment. I don't remember what it was. I apologize. Nobody rose their hands. It's a very small group. They're probably like maybe 40 or 50 people. It's not like an auditorium. They keep them small. And he's like, nobody had anything. How does nobody have anything to share to the group? And I was sitting in the front because I'm a brown noser and I love like, it's just how I am. So I say under my breath, what did I say? I said, probably nobody feels as if their stories are good enough. Something to that effect. Maybe it was a little shorter than that, but something to the effect of nobody's stories are good enough. And the reason why is because these courses are like freaking intense and people have enormous breakthroughs. There's people that were like raped by their dads and people who like were abandoned and lived in orphanages and they were like brutally beat and put in the basement and starved, you know, by the orphanage people or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, every group, there's always like three or four, just in general in life, I think you just go to a restaurant, not at the restaurant, there's probably two or three people who have just like something crazy that's happening. Yeah. It's just like, so it was kind of like, we're not, our story or our outcome isn't like that impactful where it's worth like raising our hand and sharing our story. Mm-hmm. So I said that under my breath and he heard me. Oh. He goes, what did you just say? And I said, well, like for me, my story isn't really like that impactful. He's like, stand up. I was like,
oh. I've done it now.
Because I'm a brown noser. So like, I don't get in trouble. I do all my homework. I do a good job. So I'm freaking out. I stand up. This is my first personal development course. Like I've never done this stuff before. I'm not nothing then like I am now. So he goes, what makes you think that your story is unworthy? Like that. And I'm like in almost in tears. Like, so he's like, what was your story? So I tell my story. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what it was. I feel bad that I don't know what it was. But I tell my story. I think my story was about bulimia, actually. There was a point in my life where I would, you know, binge and purge. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember. It was something like that. So I tell the story. And at this point, you know, he said a couple more things. And I'm like bawling while telling my story, like literally crying. I tell my story of whatever my findings were and the outcome, whatever. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. And he goes, who here was impacted by Sabrina's story? And like every single person rose their hand. It was crazy.
Aww.
So he goes, we don't think that like the awesome movements that might seem like an inch of a movement are valid, but they are valid. Mm-hmm. Like the little bits of things that you're doing that are awesome, that we should be proud of, that we're not validating ourselves, are freaking awesome. Like you telling that story that you did not think was worthy of your hand being raised impacted every single person in this room. And then what was so crazy about it is afterward, like I sit down, a few other people then rose their hands and then we got on with class. Afterwards, I was in the bathroom and I'm not even kidding. Like 5 to 7 women came up to me in tears and were like, your story is my story. Thank you so much for like sharing that and being so vulnerable and so open and honest about what you went through, because like I either was going through it or I am going through it right now, where, you know, they were all different and you helped me. And it really, like, that sat with me and still does, obviously. Just the recognizing that we need to give ourselves great, like more grace and more applause for the things that we're doing, because there's people all over the world that are not doing the basics.
Yeah.
They're not doing the basics. They're curled up in a ball in bed. They're dealing with anxiety. They're dealing with depression. They're not taking care of their children. They're not paying their bills. There are people that are not doing things that they should be doing to help themselves, to help their community. So like you said, getting up and brushing your teeth, that's a big freaking deal.
Yeah.
There are people that are not doing that.
Yeah. I love that. I love your story. And I think that's so wonderful. And I think that goes back to really letting people know that like, you can choose to either hide from what you've been through, you can choose to embrace it and use it as a way to impact other people, because you would be surprised how many people have been through something that is either the same or very similar, and they connect with you on some level that maybe they have not been able to do with anyone else. And all it takes is that one story, that one moment for something to click with them, for them to then turn around and make a difference in their life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's what we really need to recognize.
Yeah.
You know, with anything that you've been through, like, talk about it, connect with people. Mm-hmm. You know, they need to know that somebody else has endured what you've gone through so that they can feel like they can do it too.
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely love that. So, and thank you so much for sharing your story, Sabrina, on that one. So tell us, how can everybody get in touch with you? How can they connect with you? Where can we find you online? Yes.
So I make it simple. It's just SabrinaVictoria.com. And I'm pretty Googleable. So if you just basically just put Sabrina Victoria in Google, between my, my social media and my websites and everything, everything will pop up. But I'm everywhere. So Facebook is my favorite. LinkedIn is my second favorite. I do have all the other things, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, but not necessarily as active, but Facebook, awesome. LinkedIn are where I'm predominantly at.
Wonderful. So I thank you so much. And I'll put the information in the show notes. I hope that you guys definitely find her on there. She does live podcast episodes, and it's a lot of fun to listen to people's stories and really enjoy being impacted by other things that people have been through, and see that you're not alone and everybody has a story to tell. We just have to learn how to share our stories a little bit more open, instead of being so afraid of a society that honestly doesn't really exist. We just put it on ourselves that it is. So for everybody out there today, I hope that you guys got some wonderful takeaways from this, and remember, do something kind for somebody else at least once every day, and see the positive impact that it makes in your life. So until next time, thank you so much, Sabrina, for being a part of this. And thank you guys all for listening and watching. And I will talk to you guys soon.
Hello again, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard, please be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review so we can keep the good stuff rolling. Got something you'd love to hear us discuss? Then be sure to message me on social media, and let's work together to spread even more amazing content. And if you haven't yet connected with me on social media, be sure to follow along at Agent Services Plus. I'm so excited to connect with you on the next episode, and until next time, be sure to find things that help you learn, grow, and be inspired.